Somebody ought to be shaking right now. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. After you've done all you can, gone through the rain, just stand. Amen. Giving honor to God. He's first in my life. To my pastor, thank you for inviting me to stand behind this sacred desk. To my church family, for all of you that are who watch me grow from sitting out there to singing in the choir to being a deacon here at this church, to being a minister at this church, and being ordained in this church. Amen. Thank you for your continuous prayers. I thank God for my wife and my family, my running buddy. My wife and I, we're on a journey that you sent us on. All right. We thank God for that. Because without God, we wouldn't be where we are. Yeah. We realize that every day. Through God's grace and His mercy, we are where we are. And each day we wake up and look at each other and we go, who knew? God knew. I woke up this morning and what was on my mind was, There is a name, precious name, hey, bless that name, oh, Jesus, there is a name. There's healing in the name. Somebody know about that? Healing in the name. Oh, healing in the name. Yeah, healing in the name. Oh, precious name. Hey. I just love that song. I know there's healing in the name. The precious name of Jesus. There is a name. And this morning, I just stopped by. I want to preach this morning. I was sitting here. I came up early, Pastor, because at second when we have service at 10 o'clock. And at 10 to 10, I come up into the pulpit. Because I want to check the temperature. To see what's going on at second. See, when I came there 30 months ago, there were 60 people coming to church, and now there's 125 coming every Sunday. When I came there, we've baptized 28 people since I've been there. I've trained 6 deacons and ordained them since God put me there. God has a purpose for all of us. So I'm so glad to be here this morning, because it's always good to come home. I'm always nervous when I come back because my teacher and my preacher is always sitting there, and it always makes me nervous. And I laughed when I said to him, there's something about working under someone. I was under him for 10 years, and I find myself down in second acting like him. And I go, like, stop it already. You know, he's not here. Stop acting like that. But I want things done a certain way. And I say to my choir at 10 minutes to, I want you in the seats. And I want you to look like a choir. I want you to sing like a choir. And I want you to praise like you've lost your mind. And you know, Pastor, I don't even have to be there. They're going on. We have 10 to 12. We're out by 12. When the kids go to 12, my foot gets itching. It's time to sit down and shut up. So this morning, I'm going to preach from the topic, when Jesus shows up. When Jesus shows up. Amen. Now, stand with me if you will. I'm going to read this morning from John 20, 1 through 23. Please bear with me this morning. John 20, 1 through 23. He says, early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and other disciple the one whom Jesus loved, she said, they have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb and we don't know where they've put him. Peter and the other disciples started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciples outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrapping lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from all the other wrappings. Then the disciples who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they still hadn't understood the scripture that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home. Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and she wept and stooped and looked in. She saw two white robes angels, one sitting at the head, the other at the foot, placed where the body of Jesus had been lying. All right. Dear woman, why are you crying? Said the angel, asked her. And because they have taken my Lord, she replied. I don't know where they have put him. She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus. But she didn't recognize him. Dear woman, why are you crying? Jesus asked. Who are you looking for? She thought he was the gardener. Sir, she said, if you had taken him away, tell me where you've put him and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said, she turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, where is the Hebrew teacher? He said, don't cling to me, Jesus said, for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go and find my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, I have seen the Lord. Then she gave them his message. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. You know the door was locked, don't you? Peace be with you, he said, and he spoke. He showed them the wounds in his hand and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sin, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. The word of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. When the disciples were held up in the upper room, Jesus showed up. No, Jesus in the Gospel of John. John showed us that Jesus is not just a man. He is the eternal Son of God. He is the light of the world because he offers this gift of eternal life to all people. Because Jesus is God, he lives forever. I want to tell you this morning that God is about to show up in your behalf. Are you ready for him this morning? Have you ever wondered when life is hard where God is? Have you ever wondered where God is? Have you ever had those dark nights of loneliness or been struggling on behalf and felt like your prayers weren't being heard? Have you ever cried out and asked God, where are you? If you have, then this message is for you today. And here is my prayer on those dark days of when I can't seem to see the light. Dear God, today I woke up. I'm healthy. I'm alive. I'm blessed. I apologize for all my complaining, oh God. I am truly grateful, God, for all you have done in my life. Amen. No matter what you're going through, don't worry. God is in control. Let me tell you, when people don't know what's going on in your life, they speculate. Yes, sir. When they think they know, they fabricate. And when they don't know, they just hate. Take that home with you. I don't always understand what God is doing, but I do hold on. I hold on to His promises. His promise to supply all my needs. His promise of the fruits of the Spirit. You know what they are? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness. He promised a new heart of forgiveness. Promised wisdom and peace. And I know, you know, I know He will make a way. Sometimes when you say, Lord, please take this pain from me. Don't worry. God is never blind to your tears. Never deaf to your prayers. And never silent to your pain. And I stopped by here to tell you that I serve a God that woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. He sees, He hears, and He delivers. Can I get a witness? Now. Don't get upset. Don't get upset when God wants you to grow. Some of us don't like that. When He wants to make you uncomfortable. So I encourage you to live every moment beyond words. Let's just love the Lord. And laugh every day. See, I'm sure Jesus didn't run around moping and grumbling and like He sucked on the lemon. I'm sure He didn't do that. But I say to you today, trust in the Lord. I want you to trust Him. God has placed you where you at in this moment for a reason. When God showed up at the Red Sea, He divided the waters. When God showed up at Jericho, the walls came tumbling down. When God filled the temple, the priests stood in silence before the Lord. When God showed up in the earlier church, the blind boldly proclaimed the gospel and thousands were saved. When God showed up during the Great Awakening, revival swept across the land and countless lives were changed. I tell you, Jesus is real. I believe in God who's still wanting to show up and change not only our lives, but individual believers who want to bring this church forward. We need a revival in this church. To be in a place of hope, a place of power, and a place where people and change can happen on the inside out. See, some of us show up in brand new suits and brand new hairstyles and hair shaving and thinking God is all right, but I gotta tell you, this need to happen from the inside out. Can I get a witness? Are you with me this morning? If you look at chapter 20, the Gospel of John, Mary finds the tomb empty when she got there with Peter and John. And Peter and John examined the tomb. And then they didn't say they got scared, they just went home. But oh, not Mary. Mary lingered and thinking that she was the victim of a horrible circumstance because she thought that someone had come and taken the body of Jesus, her Jesus. But the angels told Mary, she was just looking in the wrong place. I stopped by here to tell you that sometimes you're just looking in the wrong place for Jesus. The angel said, why do you seek living among the dead? Ooh, my goodness. Why do you seek living among the dead? Some of you are hanging out with dead folks looking for living. They always got something to say and it's never positive. It's always a little itching on the back of your neck. I say walk away from those who are constantly messing with your mess. You got enough time trying to hold up your own stuff. You don't need to be carrying their stuff too. Why do you seek living among the dead? And Mary met Jesus in the garden. And guess what? She went from a victim to walking in victory. I tell you, when you find Jesus, you go from being down here to being up there. When you find Jesus, you go from smoking, smushing in your face, all squished up, to joy and laughter. When you find Jesus, there's a step in your step. Your step gets a little higher. And when you find Jesus, there's something about that name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love that name Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Some of us need to get on to that. We find when we're in church on Sunday, oh, how we love Jesus. But by the time we get to the parking lot, we forgot about Jesus because somebody just hit your car. You go, whoa, I tell you, there's something about the name Jesus. Yeah, yeah, you know, but here's the thing that I got. They were up in the upper room and they were afraid. Then all of a sudden things changed when Jesus showed up and walked into the room. And I like the part that the door was locked. When he comes into your life, even though you have on your armor to keep him out, there's something about he just walks right on in. All of a sudden your glasses get clearer. You can see better now. Your heart's different. He puts a smile on your face and a kick in your step. See, they were not convinced that Jesus was resurrected, but Jesus had another plan. And his own disciples, the greatest skeptics, they were so skeptical, Pastor. Like some of your sheep in here, they go like, is it real? Let me go to church on Sunday and get a spoonful from the pastor. No. Sheep make sheep, not shepherds. So if you're going to do the word, hear the word, and then go out and practice the word and bring it to fruition. I tell people every Sunday, I can't be every place, so I need you to be on your guard to be able to work. Uh-huh. I bring the word, but I need you to carry the word and then put it into action. Yes, when Jesus shows up in your life, you are powerful. Pastor just feeding it. He's just feeding it. He's just feeding it. But if you take it home and put it on the shelf, and let dust collect it, it's just in words. Can I get an amen? You don't have to say that. I said amen at home because I practiced this about 6 times. I know what amens are, amen? But they felt abandoned by Jesus. They had left everything to follow him. They thought he was going to be their savior over and to overthrow Rome and the king. And now he's gone. If Jesus is gone, then what next? This room was hopeless, sad. And it was a scared place to be until God showed up and then everything changed. Some of us have been sitting on that bar stool at the VFW. We've been hanging out, drinking those Heineken. But one day Jesus showed up. One day Jesus showed up and you said, I got to stop living like this. This is a mess. I feel bad when I wake up in the morning. I'm always finding fault about people. I need a change in my life. And Jesus said, I thought you'd never call. I got to tell you, when Jesus calls you, something happens to you. But there was this defining moment in the disciples' life. This is when they went from unbelief to belief, from being scared to being bold, from being locked up in a room to having liberty. I got to tell you, that's what happened in all of our lives. When the breakthrough happened, it's liberty time. Today I want us to see what happens when Jesus showed up. Fear is removed. Too often God's people allow fear to cause them not to do what he wants them to do. And as a result, they are miserable. They have miserable lives. Fear is false evidence, I tell you. Oh, God, it sounds like Howard Woodson. Oh, my goodness. He had a way of saying, I tell you, let me tell you something. Fear is false evidence, appearing real. When that happens, some people don't teach Sunday school because of fear. Don't get up and sing because of fear. Don't witness because of fear. And others just refuse to do anything because they're making fear someone mad, or someone will get mad at them if they do something. I got to tell you, look to Christ and stop looking left or right. When Jesus shows up, he'll show out. He'll give you the strength to carry on. I'm not singing in the choir unless I have a lead song. Not ushering unless I'm the vice president of the usher board. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about 30 months out of the Second Baptist. I've got to tell you.
Preach, preacher.
I can't serve the food. I ain't going to work in the kitchen. But one day, got sick, had to go to the hospital. On the way to the hospital, Jesus riding in the ambulance with me. It wasn't me. She told me the story. She said, Jesus touched me. I'm going like, really? Tell me about it. She said, I thought my end was coming. And I said, Lord, where are you? And then this feeling came over me. See, that's what happens. He didn't walk up. He's not driving the ambulance. This feeling comes over you from here to here. And this feeling says, just call my name. If you call on me, I'll be there for you. If you just call my name. And she said, all I did was say Jesus. They said I was going to die. They said I had brain cancer. And they said, maybe we should put you in this place where they just kind of wait and give you a morphine so you can just pass on slowly. But she said, no. I know a God that can do all things but fail. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I'm his own. So she just kept saying it over and over, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And the doctor came back and said, I don't know what happened. I can't explain it. We ran more tests, but she's improving. When Jesus shows up, things happen. I got to tell you, when he shows up in your life, I stop by to let you know that God gives the power to be a witness. God gives the power to be saved. Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4:13, you know what he said? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. When God shows up, worry leaves. There's really nothing worth worrying about anyway, if you think about it. God sent Jesus, came forth in the flesh. That's all. When Jesus comes into the room and said, peace be with you, he brought them freedom from their emotions and thoughts and gave them peace. Yes. In that ambulance, when Jesus showed up, she said, whatever happens from now on, Jesus, my sweet Jesus, I'm ready for it. When God shows up, you can have peace. When the doctor says it's cancer, you can have peace. When you are betrayed by a friend, you can have peace. And the world is in the midst of a war, you can have peace and security. Not about nations getting along. Peace is about God showing up in a very real way in your life and giving you an inward peace that no one can mess with. Can I get a witness? You see, he replaces sadness with joy. That's what I like. Without him, I'm nothing. He sends me out to be useful. Let God show up in your life today. He will remove fear, give peace, give joy, and make you useful for his kingdom. If you're afraid, you can't help nobody. The lady said to me, I'm in a bad relationship, and it's driving me nuts. I said, you can do bad by yourself, sweetheart. Sorry. Don't expect me to start putting bricks and mortar on it. God wants you to have joy in your life. Yes, yes. And he wants to say, devil, get out of the way. And if the man is hung on the toilet, get out. If the woman, get out. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. They asked me for counseling. I counseled them. I prayed with them. I worked with them. But I said, you have to pray to your God. And God will give you the answers. And they came back to me and they said, Pastor, God has had we've had a breakthrough. I said, what happened? Did you go to therapy? Yes. God still delivers. Saves souls. So when Jesus show up, Jesus just meets all our needs. When Jesus shows up, he calms the storms, forgives our sins. He heals you. He raises the dead, brings joy, peace, and full life. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. Here's the good news. And I'm going to take my seat. Jesus is already here. Yes.